Alright, today's daf is Kuf Yud Ches, we're on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I guess by the 5 lines from the bottom, we'll read the Simen. Simen L'Rav Tzlavcha B'Yosef Ichbul Menashe Yichashev. Okay, so the Gemara, we had mentioned yesterday two shitos, as to how the land, when Bnei Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael, how the land was distributed. Was it distributed based on Yotzei Mitzrayim? Or was it distributed based on Bnei Yisrael? So if it's Yotzei Mitzrayim, then however, doesn't matter how many people you had coming into Eretz Yisrael, it was all based on who left. So you could have left equal amount of people, and I had one, me and you, but I had 20 children and you have one child, doesn't matter. My 20 children split one nachla, and your one child gets one nachla. Or do you say it's based on Bnei Yisrael? But even Bnei Yisrael wasn't really just Bnei Yisrael. It was a chazara. It was Bnei Yisrael, and then the chai was yorish to the mace, and then they split it up based on that. So you had Reuben and Shimon, one had 10, one had 1, so they get 11 portions, it goes back to the father, and then they get split up again, 5.5, 5.5 to each, was the example Rashbam said. So now, the Gemara's are bringing different questions on the Shitas. So, now the Gemara's going to bring a question of Rav Papa on the Shita of Rav Yonasan, who says that the land was Nechlok based on Bai Ha'aretz. Right? So Amalei Rapapa Abaye, Rapapa says to Abaye, Bishlam Alamanda Amar, all is well, according to the Manda Amar, who says, Liyotse Mitzrayim Nishalka Aretz, that the land was distributed to those who left, based on those who left Eretz Mitzrayim, Hayod Iksiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Larab Tarbe Nachalaso, Vilamaat Tamit Nachalaso. So the Rashbam explains, so what's going on here, so the Pasuk is saying that Larav Tarbe Nachalaso, even if he was Rav, when he left Eretz Mitzrayim, but now he has less, nevertheless, Tarbe Nachla, so he gets a bigger Nachla, because it's based on what happened when he left Mitzrayim. And the one who, and Lamait, Tamit Nachla, so let's say someone had a little amount of people when he left Mitzrayim, but now he had more born to him in the Midbar, nevertheless, it's Lama'at, Tamit Nachla, so. That makes sense. Then it's all fine. That's why that pasuk makes sense. However, Elo Lamanda Amar Leboi, we'll read the Rashi in a minute. Elo Lamanda Amar Leboi Haaretz, that it was the land was divided based on Boi Haaretz. My Larav Tarbon Achloso and Lamat Tamin Achloso. What does it mean, Larav Tarbon Achloso? It wasn't distributed based on the people who left Mitzrayim. It was you got what you got because that's you got what you got because what's going on? Oh, two Torahs, gotta move them. I thought the safe wasn't open. So that's, what does it mean, the Rav Tarbe Nachalaso? There's no Rav and Ma'at. It's whatever you are at the time you went to Mitzrayim, that's what you get. Let's read Rashbam. Rashbam says, David Masel starts on the base. Bishmon the Rav Yotz Mitzrayim is Chagal Aretz, and the Rav Tarbe Nachalaso, and the Ma'at Tamit Nachalaso, El Amanda Amar, the Boy Ha'aretz, and the Chagal Ma'at Rav Tarbe Nachalaso, Kasha. Right, Lo Garcino, I mean, where does it go? Right, so if you go in the Rashbam, five lines in the skinny lines, and the end it says Amal Avalmi L'Rav Tarbe Nachloso Maksha, the Mashme L'Misha Hayarav V'Yitzias Mitzrayim. We've had a lot when you left Mitzrayim. Kedeksiv Basrei L'Shmos Matos Avosam Yinchalu Apal Pisha Achshav Nitzmait V'Chnisosam La'aretz Tarbe Nachloso. So L'Rav at Yisia Tarbe Nachloso. Right, Ula Oso Shahayim Ma'at V'Yitzias Mitzrayim Tamit Gam Ato. Even now it'll be less. Nachlaso Apophish Nisrabe. His land is smaller even though he had more kids in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar. The Hachitani Lib Sifri Beheja is how it says in the Sifri explicitly. Larab Tabar Nachlaso, Haresha Yotzimo Yudbanim, someone left with 10 children from Mitzrayim, Ubichnisosalonim to Elahei, but when he got to Eretz Yisrael, there was only 5 children. Korani Alav, Larab Tabar Nachlaso. On him, I say Larab Tabar Nachlaso, right, because he still gets 10 portions. Haresha Yotzu Imo Heibanim, he left with 5. And now there's 10. Because he still only gets 5, even though there are 10 of them. So that makes sense. But according to the Man Damer, who says it's Nechlak Lebay Aretz Kasha. So my first Rashbam says, why is that Tiyufta? He says, there's no answer, so maybe it should be Tiyufta. about what's going on here. The halek, so he says, because you can't answer the haleka lemeimar l'rav tarbe oso shu rav achso of tabernachal so l'mavet shumu et achso tabernachal so. You can't say it. Just simply means whoever has a lot of people gets a lot of land, whoever has little people gets little land. You can't say that. The svaru the k'siv la'ela ela tachalika aris v'lo tzarif kra. It already says you're going to give the portions to the people who go in. So it can't be that. So it's obviously going back on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So there's a kasha. This is a kasha on. There's a kasha on that mandamer who says that it was nechlak to buy aretz because then there's no the pasuk doesn't make sense. The Gemara leaves as a kasha. Next question. Amalei Rav Papa. Don't we usually say like we ask Shilas about this? It's like you know, it was a history. So who cares? Like don't we ask questions? Like there's a thing about how many. I forgot what it was about. Something about Har Sinai.
Yeah, if somebody went up there, if Lach went up there.
Right.
How many judges would judge the
other? Right, and what do we answer?
Who cares?
So this is very historical, but is this Lamaise? Is this how the Eretz Yisrael is going to be Nechlak also in the future? I don't know. I spent a lot of time on this. So, next question. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abayi. Bishlam Alamanda Amar Liyotzi Mitzrayim. Makes sense, according to the Mandarim, which says that the land was nechlak to Yotzei Mitzrayim. Hainu dekatzavchon b'no slovchon. That's why b'no slovchon had a complaint, right? But what does the pasuk says? The pasuk says, "Lama yigara shem avinu mitoch mishpachto kein olbein tinal lanu achuz b'soch achay avinu." Okay, give us your father's portion. If you say that the land was given to the Bay Haaretz, what portion did slovchon have? He wasn't a Bay Haaretz. He was nifter in the midbar. So what are they complaining about? They don't have any right to anything. So he says, "El lamanda amar l'bay aretz slovchon." There's nothing that Slavkot has that their brother would have taken that they now have a right to take. So the whole parsha in the Torah doesn't make any sense. And Mar says, no, this one they answer. Elal Chazara. No, because according to one who says, it's a little complicated, but according to the one who says that it's Lubayaris is a concept of Chazara. Lechazara velito benichse chefer. Meaning, let's look at the Rashi, at the Rashbam, he answers. Demand Isle Leboya Aretz. According to Mand Amar says the land was distributed based on those who came to Eretz Yisrael. Isle Chazara. He has the concept of Chazara. Shemachziran Abusein Komashinatlu Bichozu Yarshim of Sein Kamishpat. You get it, you give it back to your father, and then it's redistributed. You know, it's like a ping pong. It goes back and forth. Vahachi Amri, this is what Benos Lovchot said. Lama Yigara Shema Vino Mitok Mishpato Shahila Lishos im Achav bin Nixay Khepers Khanu Ila Hilo Bain. Why?
Well, to say that's why. Because they all would have gone to Eretz.
Okay. Because Yitlu bin Khepers Shahima Khay Avinu Nachla Eretz Yisrael.
When all the sons of Khepers get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, then it ping pongs back to Khepers. Right? It goes back to Khepers. And then from Khepers it's redistributed. Right?
And then it goes back out with Yorish Oslo Lechobanov. Then it goes back to all Khefer's children, including Slavchad. Slavchad's not there, it'll go to his son. His son's not there, it'll go to his daughters. So his daughters want, basically, they want the rebound. They're making the claim on the rebound, on the back. You're confused.
Because it doesn't make any sense. He doesn't own anything.
No.
He has nothing.
Doesn't matter. The sons go in. They get land. That land goes back to Khefer.
How does it go back to Khefer?
That's the whole point. That's Chazara. That's the Chai Yorish Lemes that we had yesterday.
I understand that.
So it goes back to Khefer. Now Khefer is the father. All of Khefer's children now get a portion, including Slavchad. But Slavchad's dead, so his sons get his portion. If there are no sons, his daughters get the portion. Even though he wasn't there in going in, but he's there on the rebound. He's there on when it comes back from Khefer. Because, yeah. So the proof from here that the Benos Lofa were real Lamdanim. They knew what they were talking about, right? Let's finish the Rashbam, right? The Yorish Oslo Chobano, the Yitov Avino Shehu Bechor Beis Chalakim, and our father who's the Bechor should take two Chalakim. Ohu Obino should come Tachtav. Kedeksivim Ein Lo Ayin Alav. Bahashav Shein Lo Bein. Now there's no son. Lama Nikom Tachas Avino. We should get the Liris Nachalaso. Habalo Michefer Aviv. Aide Chazara, Shehechziru Banav, Ubnei Banav, Shahumi Bar Aretz. Shere Bas Habein Yoreshes Imanachem. The daughters are Yorish. Yoreshes. Look, Kamen Amirin and Darshanis. Oh, Rashbam says, you see later on, Darshanios Hayu. They were Darshanios. Bahay Yodos, Shebas Habein Tirosh Imanachem, Shalomdom Miparishas Yivomim. Come on. That's how they did it. It wasn't that Khefer. Slofa didn't get going in. Slofa forgot it when it went back to his father and then came back out. And they should get that portion. So the Parsha still exists. According to this man Damer. Good? This girl's went to yeshiva, apparently. Yeah. Very good yeshiva. Okay. Simply, got it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Right. It goes back, and then when it comes back out from the father, it goes to his line, whoever's there, and the daughters are there.
The
yeah. Okay.
But either way, no matter how they slice it, there's got to be something with people left and right.
Yes. Yes. Because even according to the mind of Amr, who says, Ola Ha'aretz, even according to the mind of Amr, says, Ola Ha'aretz, because of those two psukim we had yesterday.
I understand that.
So that's, you're right. You're right. Somehow the Mitzrayim is involved. The question is how they're involved. Okay. Next, Bishlam Alman the Amar. This is a story that happens in Yoshua. Yoshua is Machalik the land, and the B'nai Menashe come and they complain a little bit because they had a lot of people, and they felt that they didn't get a big enough portion. So Bishlam Alman the Amar Liotzi Mitzrayim Hayinu de Kasafkam B'nai Yosef. That now makes sense why B'nai Menashe will kvetch to Yoshua, the Chsiv, by Yedabru B'nai Yosef. Right, was the pasuk continues with Abin Yosef as Yeshua Le'emor Madun Asata Linachla Goral Echad Bechevel Echad Vani Amrav Adash Adash Er Ad Kol Berchani Hashem. Hashem blessed me with a lot of children. I have a big nation. Why do I? It's not fair if I'm going to get such a small portion. So it makes sense that they can have a complaint if the land is distributed based on Oli Mitzrayim, because Oli Mitzrayim they had a little, now they have a lot. So they're questioning why they got such a small portion. But if the land was distributed based on the Boy Haaretz, so then they would have gotten a lot more. Because they would have gotten poor. Yes, it would have gone back and forth. It would have ping-ponged a little bit. But they would have got the original calculus would have started off with how many people they had coming in. El Laman Damar Laboy Arj, my Katsavku, Kul Shokul. They would have taken something. What would have been the problem? So Gemara says, no. The reason is Mishum Tufalim to have a Nefishilhu. The reason why they were complaining is, you're right, it goes according to Boy Arts. But nevertheless, what happened is saying, according to Rashbam, what happened was, is that they had, for some reason, had a lot of children that were born in the Midbar, who weren't 20 years old at the time of the census in Arvos Moav, and therefore didn't get an Achla. So all those children, whatever, we saw them go through how they had no place to be Yorish from. They didn't have any uncles, or they weren't, their fathers must have died. Whatever it was, they had all these Yisomim, and they couldn't get an Achla from themselves, and they didn't get anything from their fathers, so they losing out. So that's what the complaint was. It happens to be that the B'nai Menashe was experiencing an extreme population explosion in the Midbar as opposed to other Shvatim. Because in the census in Yotzei Mitzrayim, in B'Midbar, it says that they had, I think it says they had 32,200. Right? And then in the Minyan Sheni, in Arvos Moav, it says that they had 52,700. So that's a big percentage increase. Much larger percentage increase than, I don't know, they multiplied. If they all multiply without, they didn't have anybody to be Yorish from. Remember, that's why they were complaining. So they were complaining because they have all these youths that didn't get anything. Shiloh's brought down, I spoke Shiloh, but I'm not sure who said it. The census for Arvos Moav, for the Bay Mitzrayim took place in year 40 in the Midbar by Arvos Moav. It then took 14 years for the land to be distributed. Seven to fight, and then seven for distribution.
Right.
So there's 14 years. So you could have been 19 at the time of the census. 14 years later, you're what?
33.
You're 33 years old. We still don't get an achla because it all goes based on. Or you could have been 59 at Arvos Moav. 14 years later, you're 73. You're over the 60 year for threshold, but you're still getting an achla. That seems to be the calculus how it's working. Okay. Next, Abaye makes a statement. Amar Abaye. Oh, one second. Abaye still makes a statement. Wait one second. Okay, Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye, Kuf Yud Ches, halfway down on Amar Aleph. Amar Abaye, Shema Mina. But from the fact that we see that there were only two people who complained, they didn't get an achla, no Slovchad and the B'nai Menashe, right? Shmamina, the lo havi chad, the lo shakil. That there was no one else in B'nai Yisrael that had a taina. Everyone else got an achla. The Yisrael daita havi chad, the lo shakil. Because if there was somebody else who didn't get an achla, yibarle le mitzavach. They should have complained. We should have had a record of their complaint or of their conversation. As the Gemara says, v'chi tema, maybe the Gemara only records those who had a complaint, had a valid complaint. The chitaim of the tzabach ba'ahani kasvei kra, but the tzabach below ahani, that they weren't successful, lo kasvei kra. can't be because we have Bnei Yosef, meaning the Menashe, who had a complaint, but they didn't get more of a Nachla. What does Yeshua tell them? Yeshua tells them, you know what? Go to the Aros. Go to the forests. Take a Nachla there. It's a whole question of who does the forests in Eretz Yisrael belong to. Right? The Hub Bnei Yosef, the Tzacha, below Ahani, the Kasekra. Bnei Yosef had a complaint. They complained, and their complaint wasn't listened to. They didn't get, their Nachla didn't get expanded. Right? Because we Nekra, and the Pasuk writes them. So you see that the Tanakh will write a complaint about the Nachla, whether or not the complaint was valid. So if no one else complained, the Bayi says, there's no record of any other one's complaints, no one else had a complaint. That's the Chiddush. That's why Abai is making the statement. Could be. That's the famous there's Aruch HaShulchan on that about what says that there was the base of Midrash was we used to have thousands of people that would come down and they would down and then there was room for everybody. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, wasn't it the base of Midrash explained that there was no room and there was more room? But no one complained that they were that was the Nace. No one complained. Because you're visiting the house of Hashem. Hashem's the Baal HaBos. Yeah, but they still pay membership to the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know. It must have been a board meeting or something last night. Anyway. So the Gemara's Docha, Abai is right up. Because the Gemara's going to say that it's not that the Bnei Ephraim complaint is mentioned because they... Even though that they weren't valid, there was another reason why we should write Bnei Ephraim's complaint, because what Yeshua gave them afterwards, told them afterwards. But there's no proof that there was no one else complained and it wasn't written down, right? Hasam Eitz Tovah Kamashba. Now there, the reason why the complaint of Ephraim of Menashe is written is because in the continuation of the Psukim, if Yeshua's answer, he's giving them an Eitz Tovah. The Ibayle the Inchi Leis Durmi Me'ein Abisha. Yeshua tells them, you have so many people. Go to the forest and build your bigger houses over there, away from people, so that no one looks at you and gives you an ayin hara. Hide your possessions. Hide yourself. V'hayim t'karmel Yeshua, and that's what Yeshua says, t'ksiv, v'yomar leim Yeshua im am rab ata, if you're such a big nation, alei l'cha hayara, go into the forest, and the pasuk continues, v'reisim l'cha sham be'eretz ha'priz v'refayim. So, what does it mean? Gemara says, amar luhu, Yeshua says to an Ephraim, right, I can't give you more land. But I have an answer for you. Lichu v'hachbu atzmechem b'yarim. Go and hide yourself in the fields. Shelo tishlot b'chem ayin ra. Then no one would have an ayin ra on you. So that's the reason why the whole deal of Ephraim of Menashe is written. Not to say that, even to show that even if you complain and don't have a valid complaint, you get written down, therefore no one else had a complaint. This one, it could be that other people complained and didn't have a valid and didn't have a nachla, but they didn't win their case. The reason why the name Menashe is written is because of what happens afterwards of Yehoshua. So Yeshua tells him that if you have a lot, you should go hide yourself in the forest. I think this is very similar to there's a famous kliyoker in Parshas Devarim. Pasuk in Parshas Devarim says Pnu lechem tzafona. You should go north. You know, you're going south in the midbar. Pnu lechem tzafona, right? Go up north. So the kliyoker says tzafona is in the lashon of tzafun. What's tzafun? Hidden. He says, you're going north now, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be seen by other people, Safun, you gotta hide your possessions. You can't have everything shown off to you. He says, he writes in there, he says, that's the sibah for the long gullus, is because you have people who, whether or not they can afford it or not, they show off what they have. And that's the reason, Kliyaka writes, that's the reason for the gullus. Don't get to be more of a tzanua, you have to be tzafun, and that's what Hashem says to them, Pnu lechem tzafun, and I think that's what Yeshua is telling them. You have so much, you have so many people, so you have these massive families, what are you going to do? You have to build a big house. So you go, fine, build a big house, but build it in a way that's not going to be, in a way that people are going to look and ayin hara is going to be sholeit on them. There's a machlokas with the forest because they weren't inhabited. It wasn't habitable land. I don't know. It's not habitable land, so it may not have been. I don't know. It's a machlokas as to whether the forest were what the status of the forest were. Fine. So Amrleh. So he says to them, you guys be careful because you're ayin hara. So they say back, what's wrong? We're from Bnei Yosef. Amrulay, they say back to him, Ana Mizar de Yosef. We're from the Zer of Yosef. Look, Shatabi Anabisha. For Bnei Yosef, there is no Ayin Hara. They have the bracha from Yosef, and the Ayin Hara wouldn't be sholit on them. Question is, wasn't Yoshua from Ephraim? So doesn't he know this as a Ben Yosef? Well, so I'm saying, he ain't somechan on this. He didn't want to be somechan on that. But, I mean, they're Menashe, they're Ephraim, so others say, no, it only applies to Menashe. I didn't understand what they were trying to get them. So then why did he, then what's the, what is he telling them, be careful of the Ayin Hara? That's what it says. The Lo Shalta be Anabisha. The pasuk says, "Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Ale Ayin." But Amar Rabbi Bo, "Al Tikri Ale Ayin, El Ole Ayin." The bracha that Yaakov gave Yosef was that for him and his Zerah forever, there'll be no Ayin Hara on them. It won't be Sholeit on them. So why is Yoshua keep worrying about the Ayin Hara? And Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina Amar, he says back, he says another source, because it says, "V'yidgul Aro V'kerav Aretz." Just like the fish in the sea, the water protects them. So too, the water protects them. You can't see fish. If you have clear water, you can see them. What is the water? How does the water separate Ayin Hara? What? Okay, so if I want Ayin Hara, I give you an Ayin Hara, I'm going to look. I'll go to the water and I see the fish. I mean, there's got to be something more metaphysical about
fish. Do you see though? The majority of everything, you can't see an accurate anything they want, and there's no one.
You can't act anything. You can't do sins. You can't be chota. They don't have to worry about Ayin Hara. They don't have to worry about people being jealous of them, being casting an Ayin Hara. I don't know. I mean, the Chazon Ish asked a good question. He goes, how is it possible that a person can be nizok by Ayin Hara? How does it work? Right? There's no din by that. Kodesh Baruch Hu says what the din is. What you're supposed to have, what you're supposed to not have, where you're supposed to be damaged. So someone gives an Ayin Hara, someone looks at you in a certain way, and now you're going to get it? Where does that come from? How does that work? He says, "Halis dina below din." So he says, "No, everything's b'nei shemayim, and it must be that Kadosh Baruch Hu is nigzar that an ayin hara will be sholeit on you." I don't know how that. So that's what they said. Yeah, the Gemara Bava Metzia. It's on Daf Kuz Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that Rab went into a cemetery and he says, "Of every 100 people that are buried there, 99 die from an ayin hara." So Tosos asks over there. So, if 99% of people die from Ayin Hara, why don't we see B'nai Yosef living longer lives? Ayin Hara wasn't sholeit on them. They should live. It's so Tosfos to ask like a real on this metaphysical thing. So he says, "Im kei B'nai Yosef shol sholeit b'Ayin Hara." And he says, "No, that they died and they died at the same time because like Hashem would send them a machla to die at the time when everybody else died in Ayin Hara." I don't know. So the Gra answered. Of course, the Ein Eliyahu, right? Ein Eliyahu. So he says that there are two types of Ayin Hara. There's one type of Ayin Hara that's given out by people, right? And there's another one that's given out by the Malachi Chavala, he calls it. I mean, this is well above my head. So why, when it says that, B'nai Yosef, that Ayin Hara is not Sholet on them, that's talking about the Ayin Hara of people. But the Ayin Hara of the Malachim, that also is Sholet on B'nai Yosef. Therefore, they're not live any longer because even though the other Shvatim died from both the Ayin Hara of people and from the Ayin Hara of Malachim, the Bnei Yosef still were able to die from the Ayin Hara of the Malachim. So, I don't know what that means. So the Mithlam Elio, the Dessler in Chelek Dalin on page 4, he says an Ayin Hara comes out from Kinnah that one has on his friend. It comes from Kinnah. Therefore, that's why the Ayin Hara is not Sholetus by fish, because they're Mechusim in Ayin. Right, and they, it's like if they live in a different world. You know, they're separated. Like you said, you can't see them. That's what the water does. It separates them from everybody else. You can't have jealousy on each other. Right? They don't sit. They're living in their own world, and they don't sit with the Yoshvei Yabasha. And that's why there's a Chazal that says the Mishachai someone min ayin, someone who lives in a manner that's away from other people's eyes. Right? And his goals are different. Ligamri from other people. Then he'll never generate kina. No one will be jealous of him because he lives in a different world. And that's if his whole mahus, if your whole mahus is to give, if your whole mahus is to be separated, to be different, you don't want to chase after what everybody else has. Then you're not going to have ayin hara be sholed on you. He says that's why by Yosef there's no ayin hara sholed on him because Yosef was only chai for somebody else. Yosef lived to provide for other people. He didn't live to do anything for himself. He lived to provide for other people. And that's why they said that he doesn't get an Ayin Hara. So he says that it's not necessarily B'nai Yosef. It's people who live like Yosef. If you live like Yosef, then Ayin Hara is not going to be shouldering. Yeah, that seems to be what he's mentioning. Okay.
Hard to do that. You can act any way you want.
Right. And in Fidei B'nai Yosef, it doesn't work. Okay. I don't know. But that's something else. That's talking about, like, when you say that colloquially, it's almost like you should have bad luck. It's not like Ayin Hara here talking about some sort of mazik that comes from somebody's eyes or something like that. Listen, we have Hezekiah, we have things where we're looking is damage. But I don't know. Back to earth. The Gemara says, the Bryce has said before, Meraglim, Yeshua, the Kalev, Nakul Chelkom. The Meraglim, right, Yeshua and Kalev took the Chelek of the Meraglim. It didn't go on to their children, it went to Yeshua and Kalev. So Menachin Emili, how do we know this? Right, Amar Ula, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, right, the full Pasuk is, V'yusu Anashim Motzi Dibas Ha'aretz, V'yusu Anashim Motzi Dibas Ha'aretz, V'yusu Yeshua Ben Nun, V'yusu Yifun Ha'ayu Min Anashim Ha'ayim Ha'ochum Ha'aretz Ha'aretz. They lived. So the Gemara says, "My v'chayu." What does it mean that they lived? Ilemo chayu mamash. If it's coming to tell me that they lived and everyone else died, we already have another pasuk that tells us that. Haksiv kroachrina below noser mehem ishkim kol ben yifun yavishu ben nun. So we already know that they are the survivors. So what does it mean chay? Ella chayu shechayu b'chalkam means that they lived, but they lived based on their chaylik. They lived with their they took their chaylik. Okay. So next, now we have a brisa that brings that says mislonim those who complained the adas korach and the congregation of korach. Lo hayu lehem chelik baris. That's what we said. But the Gemara said, the Gemara brings it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you speak bad about Eretz Yisrael and you're chote machti the nation. Yeah. They got a place. There was an island of Yehuda in the middle of Dun. Wherever Sheva Dun was, because Sheva Dun had a problem, they didn't get their nachla till later. Okay, but Hatanya, we have a brisa that says Miraglim is lonim by the Skorach Yeshua called Nabuchalkam. Right? Our brisa says that the Mislonim and Adas Korach didn't get a chalik. And now we have another brisa that says that the Mislonim and Adas Korach, just like the Miraglim, the Mislonim and Adas Korach portion went to Yeshua and Kalev. So where it says Lokasha, there's Lokasha, Mar, one brisa that says that everything went to Yeshua and Kalev is Makish Mislonim and Miraglim. They have a Hekesh of Mislonim to Miraglim. And Mar, an Ar brisa that says that the Mislonim didn't get a chalik at all, Lo Makish Mislonim and Miraglim. He doesn't have the Hekesh, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that says as follows. This is by Benoz Slovchad. So what does it say? It said, Avinu meis b'midbar, hu lo haya b'socha eda, hanoa dimal Hashem ba'adas korach, ki b'cheto meis, ubanim hayu lo. Basically, what they're saying is that our father died from his own sin, not from anything else. So he should be lumped into the other groups. The Gemara says, Avinu meis b'midbar, zes Slovchad. Hu lo haya b'socha eda, he wasn't part of the Eda. What was the Eda? Eda is the ten, right? Ze ados meraglim. He wasn't one of the ten meraglim. So he didn't die from that sin. Hanoadim al Hashem, right? Elam islonim. He didn't die because he was a kvetcher. He didn't complain, right? But Adas Korach and Adas Korach to Mashmo. He wasn't one of those. That's why he should get a land. He should get the land, right? So Mar one Manda Amar is Makish Mislonim Meraglim. You see that the Mislonim and the Meraglim are in one pasuk, and just like the Meraglim, the Nachal was given to Yeshua Kalev, so too the Mislonim, the Nachal was given to Yeshua Kalev. Ma Makish Mislonim Meraglim, Uma Lo Makish Mislonim Meraglim. One doesn't make the Hekesh. So Gemara asks, Amalei Rapapa Labai, Ulamadim. Right now, the Habmin is Mislonim, those who complain in the Midbar. Everyone complained in the Midbar. They complained often. There were many in complaints. So according to that, Yeshua and Kalev got their Nachla, they would have been massive landowners in Eretz Yisrael. They got all the Nachla from all the Mislonim. So he says, Amalei Rapapa Labai, Ulamadim Makish, Mislonim Meraglim. They're going to own all of Eretz Yisrael. Just forget it. Like you said, everyone complained. So what was this? What does that mean that Yeshua and Kalev were Yoris all the Nachla of the Mislonim?
You just said there's no complainer except for the
No, those are those who didn't complain that they didn't get a Nachla. The Mislonim were those who complained, we don't have meat, we want to go back to Mitzrayim, we want all the creatures in Eretz Yisrael.
Who kept track of that?
The Torah records it.
They're saying which people were.
They knew. Ask the president. He knows who complains. He's probably keeping his head down.
Everybody.
Okay, fine. Everybody. Right, everybody. No, not here. I'm saying, but the Mislonim, they had the slav, they had the money. You knew who complained. So Amarleis. So yeah, it could be two. So Amarleis wasn't. It doesn't mean it's not that the Mislonim were separate from Adas Korach. It's not anyone complained. They didn't lose their nachla. Amarleis Mislonim sheba Adas Korach coming. It's talking about the 250 men who were in Adas Korach. That those 250 men, that would have been what Yeshua and Kalev would have gotten. Not everyone who complained throughout the 40 years in the Midbar.
Okay. And yet, it's also written that these people died, and their descendants actually inherited through their grandfathers.
Right, but the Nachlaf, direct Nachlaf went to Yoshua. But the only what their grandfathers had, then it would come, then that would. Well, because they weren't necessarily chote or machne. I mean, there are different levels of Averis. You know, Yerubba ben Nevad is much worse than other people because he prevented other people. The Meraglim was clearly much worse. It caused 40 years in the Midbar. Clear that there are different levels. We don't necessarily know them, but the levels of mitzvahs and Averis are, but clearly that there are. I mean, the Meraglim caused tremendous damage. So the punishment was more. The Korach, as Korach caused tremendous damage.
Throughout the Midbar, there was every little incident.
Right.
Everyone was,
they got it. They weren't punished. They weren't. That wasn't their punishment.
No, I say everyone was satisfied. There was no complaining regarding Nachla.
Because everyone got what they got, except for Tzlafchad and Menashe, according to Abaye.
Riley done though.
What?
Because these people died, and even their descendants got Nachla from their grandfathers. They did. Maybe they could have gotten more of their parents who had sinned and died.
Also, there were rules. The rules set down. If you follow the rules, you got your portion.
And I think you're completely correct. How long did it take? 7 years to split up the land. Right. How long do you think it's going to take to split up the land? It took 20 minutes. So obviously, there must have been something going on. What if it's 7 years?
So Gemara goes back. Okay. The Amar Leira Papa Abaye. Papa was going to ask another question to Abaye. Bishlam Amanda Amar Liyotzi Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz. It's all fine and dandy if you say that the land was distributed based on the Yotzi Mitzrayim. Hayo Dixiv, that's why the Pasuk says, when describing the Nachla of Menashe in Yoshua, in Perek Yitzayin, it says, Vayiplu Chevle Menashe Asara. The children of Menashe got 10 portions. Shita Bate Abbas, for the 6 families, right? There were six families. Got to count the sons. Where was it? Yeah, Rashbam says that there were 6 families: Aviezer, Chelek, Asriel, Shem, Hefer, Shmida. That's 6. That's B'nai Menashe. So those 6, right? The Abra did who? And the 4 Chalakim that went to Slavchad, to B'no Slavchad. That's 10. Wait. This way, we'll talk about it. Okay, right? They got 3 in our Mishnah and a 4th Nachla. So ha asara, that's a 10. El amanda amar baya aretz. According to amanda amar, says that the baya aretz got the land. Timanyahu the habu. There were only 8. Shita the shita batei avos, 6 of the batei avos, and the traded who, and the 2 chalakim of benot slavchad. Meaning, well, like we said, the chazara, the portion that went back to Chayfer, and then the double portion that went to slavchad and his line. That's the only 2 portions. What else did they get? They didn't get anything else. There was no Slavka didn't have his own portion.
No, that's not Akasha. Akasha is, if Chayfer is one of the 6, and Slavka was a son of Chayfer, so this is only 6.
We'll get to it. So, I know what you're asking. So, where it says, El Lamanda Armor Labaya Artsinahu, the Habishita Shita Bate Abbas, Trey Didhu, Hatamanya, there's only 8. So the Gemara says, "Lutameich," according to you, who says that it was right, Lutameich, Lamanda Armor, Yotz Mitzrayim, Slavka Arts, it wasn't 10 either, there was only 9. The 3 mentioned in our Mishnah, plus the 6, right? Tisha havu, elamayis lechalameimer. What do you have to say? Chad acha da aba havelhu. There was one brother of Slavchad. Slavchad had one brother, right? Havelhu. He had one brother, and what happened to this one brother? He had this one brother, and he was supposed to take a chelik, but he died in the midbar without leaving over any yarshim. So therefore, his brothers were Yorish him, including Slavchad, who's Yorish them, and therefore Beno Slavchad took that portion that Slavchad would have had in his brother. That equals that's the 10th. So Hakanami, so that's how you're getting the extra portion. So you're saying, oh, I only have 8? Fine, there were 2 brothers like that. Right? Hakanami Chayaki the Abba Habalu. There were 2 brothers that happened to. So that's where they got the two extra portions. You're gonna make that up, I'll make it. You make up 1, I'll make up 2. That's how it goes. The Tanya, how do we know this though? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, right, Hashem answers Moshe, came b'no slocho dobros, nasol titen lehem achuzes nachla b'socha chayaviyem, v'ha'avarta es nachla savim lehem. So they can focus on nason titen. Nason titen lehem, right, that's one, zon nachla savim. B'socha chayaviyem, right, zon nachla savim, that's the nachla of Chayfer, right? And they're standing in Slavchad's place to get that. The Havartim es nachas vim lehen. What's that? Zochelek b'chora. That's the extra because Slavchad was the b'chor. even though the pasuk in Divrei Yom says that Shlofo was the second, but to work it out. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov adds, Omer, Af chelik achavim not lushenemar nason titain. Even the chelik of their brother, of their uncle they got, because it says nason titain. So they got, there were four portions, that equals 10. So then Gemara says, Ulamanda amar trei achi de abba havalu. How does he get two brothers like that? Right? Ahu mechuzas nachla nafka. Words of achuzas nachla, that's how he learns it out. Another brother. A total of 10. So now the Gemara asks Nash's question. What is the pasuk counting? It's talking about the children, right? Then two bahavu. They weren't just slavcha, but no slavcha. They were the children of all six of the families. There are hundreds of people to count. And e bate avos kachashiv. And if you're only counting the bate avos, shita havu. It's six. Well, he's coming on 8, 10. You counting no slavcha, or you counting the children, or you counting the bate avos? What's going on? So Gemara answers, La'olam bate avos kachashiv. We're talking about bate avos kachashiv, and why are we then mentioning b'no slavchad in the pasuk? B'hakamash malan, did b'no slavchad naklu chelik b'chora? Does the b'no slavchad taught the chelik b'chora? This is what we asked in the Mishnah. How can I take the chelik b'chora? Rashbam says that b'chora was only if it's the b'chora is only it's only roi. It's not muksak yet. It says, "Ama Eretz Yisrael muchzeket." No, Eretz Yisrael was muchzeket b'yad yotzei Mitzrayim. Therefore, it says as if the nachla was already in the hand of Chayfer, and then the Noslovka were able to take the double portion in that nachla that belonged to their father, because Eretz Yisrael is muchzeket. It's not considered roi. Yes.
So the other five didn't have bechors. Give it girls first.
No, they have to tell us that.
Oh, so really
the
only six.
Right. Through B'no Slovka, they're telling us the din of that Eretz Yisrael is Mukzekis and the Bechor gets Pishnayim. There must have been other Bechoras in.
Okay, so how many get only six families left?
Six grandparents. The six families. Six sons of Menashe are the Batei Avos. And from the Batei Avos, that's where everyone came from. So that's what they were counting. They were counting the Batei Avos. Six. No, obviously not, because then they're only counting but no slavchad. If you want to count all of them, then you have to count Yair ben Menashe. You have hundreds of thousands of people who left. You have 52,000 people or something like that. That's not what they were counting. They were counting the batei avos. The nachla was distributed based on six batei avos.
Within each
shevet, there must have been there were hundreds of other people, thousands of other people to give it out. But it starts with.
We have to think. That's the name difference. It's the same.
Right.